Welcome to the Gospel of Everything podcast, where we consider everything in the light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am your host, John Davis. On this show, we do not obsess over the end of the world, but rather we are looking to see the glory of God show up in every area of our lives. We are not waiting to go down in glorious defeat. We are expecting to win. Greetings, friend. You are listening to the very first episode of the Gospel of Everything podcast. I am your host, John Davis. In this episode, I seek to show you what this podcast is all about and introduce you to the main themes we will be covering, as well as sharing with you the vision of where this is all going. May you be richly blessed as you listen. When you look at the world around you, what do you see? Whatever events are going on in the world at the time that you are listening to this, how do you feel about those events? What do those events make you think about the future, about your future, about the world's future? When you look at the world, do you see hopelessness and despair, or do you see great potential? Do you see a world that is about to end in cataclysm, where we are all rescued by Christ? Or do you see a world where Christ is coming in daily life? When you think about the gospel, the good news, what do you think about? Do you think of spiritual things like going to church, giving in the offering, volunteering somewhere, prayer, singing? Or do you think about going to work, or going to the store, or going over to your neighbor's house, or doing a hobby? Do you feel right now like you need some hope? You need some vision? You need an understanding of what the gospel of Jesus Christ means practically in your life? What does it mean in the world around you? Are you hungry for something more? If you are that person, this podcast is for you. Welcome to the Gospel of Everything podcast, where we consider anything and everything in light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I am your host, John Davis Jr., and I look forward to a journey with you of seeing how the gospel of the kingdom of God changes not only your life, but everything. So what is this podcast about? Well, like I just said, anything and everything considered in light of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There will be an emphasis on the different spheres and areas of society and life, on the different areas of ethics. There will be an emphasis on how do we live out the gospel practically in our daily lives. But any topic is fair game. That's why I called it the gospel of everything. It's because the gospel applies to everything, and we're going to do that work on this podcast. So who am I, your host? Well, let me tell you how I started out. I started out as a young, zealous Charles Finney revivalist. I found this old book in my mother's library called Revivals of Religion by Charles Finney, and I read it, and I wanted it. I wanted what it was teaching. I wanted the things that it was showing. And for me, it was not just an inspiring story from the past. It was something I wanted to be and become. And this was a part of my journey being launched out into Youth with a Mission, where I was a short-term outreach leader and eventually a discipleship training school leader. And I went gallivanting all around the world with groups of young people and did all sorts of crazy and wonderful things in the name of preaching the gospel. I have found myself with a group of young people dancing in the rain across the street from the Sultan of Brunei's palace. I have found myself preaching in a back alley in the former Soviet Union not that long after the Iron Curtain came down. I have found myself preaching, teaching, and being in some of the oddest places, and what an adventure it has been. But as I lived through this adventure, I started being exposed to this idea about societal reform. Youth with a Mission, that's one of their emphases, how the Bible applies to everything. But I struggled with that. I struggled with that when I first heard about it. And I thought about it a lot. And I used to do this little sermon based on a flyer from Last Days Ministries with William Booth. I think it was, I don't know if William Booth wrote it or if it was just about him. But I would tell my audience, what do you get to take with you when you die? What do you get to take with you other than your relationship with God, your relationship with other Christians, and the people you lead to Christ? The idea being that this is the only thing. These are the only things worth investing in. And, you know, maybe a little bit of young person zealous guilt-tripping people there to stop worrying about other things. I even remember telling people, why do you have that fancy boat? Why do you have that fancy car? When people are going to hell, you should be focused on that. So when I was presented with the idea of Christianity applying to all of life, I wasn't sure of what to do with it at first. And I thought about it a lot. The first revelation that came to me from God, not like a new scripture kind of revelation, just a talk between me and God where I had insight into things that were already in the scriptures. I was at a beach on the Oregon coast in the small town of Yahats. And there's a river delta there, and there's literally a house right there on the delta that my team and I were staying at as we prayed and got ready for an upcoming school. And I waded out through the ice-cold Yahats River and out way out across this river delta out to where the waves were coming in from the ocean. But I went to that, you know, spot in the waves, you know, where it's just a few inches deep and it's, you know, flowing in and out. And I sat my chair down. I can't remember if it was a lawn chair or a camp chair. And I had my notebook and my pen and my bare feet inside my Teva shoes. And I sat there and contemplated these questions. And I felt like God showed me an idea. It's, John, what's going to happen to your body when you die? Well, when I die, my body's going to rot in the ground. And someday I'll have a new body. Well, then why do you take care of it? You can't take it to heaven with you. It's not something you can take into eternity. Why do you take care of it? And I felt like God pointed me to the idea that, what about all of the rest of life? What about society? Just because maybe it isn't eternal, or at least that's what I thought at the time, maybe it is not eternal, but it's still something that we need to take care of. Because, you know, if I take care of my body, I'll have a better life. I'll be more effective at advancing the kingdom. If I have a healthy body, I will both enjoy life more and be able to serve better. Wouldn't it be the same in society? So this was a step. This was a step in a new direction for me, that somehow God cares about society and regular life too. The next great breakthrough for me came in 2002. I was living at over 8,000 feet in elevation for almost a year in Weston, Colorado, way up in the boonies, way out there. There was not very many people that lived there, and I lived in a cabin with some other folks, and I spent a year, 9 months, 10 months with breaks, doing a YWAM, School of Biblical Studies. And I learned a lot there, so what I'm saying right now isn't everything I learned in that school, but there's one thing that really stood out to me, it surprised me a little bit, and that's as I was reading through both the Old and the New Testament, but especially the Old Testament and the Law, it sure seemed that God cared about a lot of things more than prayer and going to church and doing things that I normally considered spiritual things. God seemed to have laws about everything. Where should the bathroom be? What do you do with a moldy house? What do you do with people that commit crimes? What do you do when young people are misbehaving in ways that they shouldn't behave until they're married? What do you do? It's all there. All this practical stuff. And, you know, there wasn't a lot of talk about eternity. And this seemed to carry on, to some degree, into the New Testament. The Apostle Paul and others that go through their theology and then start instructing you how to live practically. So I did not get out of this that prayer doesn't matter and going to church doesn't matter and giving the offering doesn't matter and singing doesn't matter and all of those things that I traditionally would have considered spiritual things don't matter. That is not what I learned. I just began to see that they were a much smaller percentage of the overall content than I had previously assumed. Because you see, when I was pursuing revival, it almost all had to do with things that happened in a room, in a meeting, with a message and a response. And you know what? I still love those things, I still believe those things, and I still want revival. But I began to notice that, wow, God sure does address a whole lot of things. And this began to send me on a journey from 2002 until now, where I began studying the Bible in a different light. I began reading different kinds of blogs and exposing myself to different kinds of ideas, and yes, even listening to different kinds of podcasts. And I have become increasingly obsessed with how does the gospel apply to all of life. And this idea of the gospel of everything, meaning a Christian message that not only applies to my eternal salvation, and not only applies to church and the things that we normally call spiritual, but it applies to everything. It is the gospel of everything. And that is what is motivating me to do this podcast, is I want to see the church, that's you, that's me, I want to see Christians rise up and begin to fulfill the kingdom of God in all of life, not just the things that we normally consider spiritual things. So one thing I want to set down up front is this podcast will not primarily be about apologetics. So if you are not a Christian and you are here, you're welcome here. In fact, that fascinates me that you would want to listen. But what I'm not primarily going to be doing in this podcast is spending time proving the Bible is true or proving that Christianity is true. I'm not saying that isn't worth time. I'm just saying that's not what I'm going to be about here. I am starting this particular podcast with the assumption that Christianity is true, the Bible is true, the story about Jesus actually happened, and it's all real. So if you're looking for a place to debate or discuss that, this isn't the place. But there are places to do that, and that does matter. So I just wanted to get that out of the way. So if you're not a Christian, or maybe you're not sure if you want to be a Christian, you're welcome here, but I won't be trying to prove it here. I'll be more telling you what it's all about. What should you expect? Each episode will be approximately 20 to 40 minutes long, and it will talk about various topics from a Christian perspective, and I'm not leaving anything out as a possibility of what we will talk about. Some of it may be kind of like teaching, you know, and a clearer understanding of a Bible passage. Some of it may be more like application and struggling to think it through and apply it in daily life. And so we might get into some, you know, applications can be a little bit more difficult than the core teaching. A little bit more room for debate and discussion, right? Here's some examples of some upcoming and eventual topics. Should Christians desire wealth? What is wealth, anyways? Where does it come from? Should Christians be involved with politics? Does God care about politics? Is America a Christian nation? Should America be a Christian nation? Should any nation be a Christian nation? What is God's answer to poverty and human development? Should you have blind faith in the Christian religion? What is more important, going to prayer, going to church, are going to work? Should Christians always obey man-made laws? And we will go wherever this journey takes us, but I just wanted to give you a little bit of a taste of the kinds of things we will be talking about. So here is my earnest hope for you as you journey with me on this journey. My hope for you is that your faith begins to move more and more outside of the four walls of the church or outside of your prayer room only. My earnest hope for you is that you either find new meaning in what you are doing right now. You may be surprised to find out that what you are doing right now has something to do with the kingdom. Or that God moves you into doing some new things. And you know what? I once had a revelation. God cares about milk. What? I was talking to a dairy farmer out in California. In fact, I was actually fundraising for missions. And this dairy farmer friend told me, what do I do all of this raising of cows and producing of milk for anyway, if not to give money to missions? And of course, I was happy to hear that because I was fundraising for missions. But I had a moment where my eyes opened and I realized God cares about milk. God cares that this Christian dairy farmer was producing excellent, safe, affordable milk. And if you're against dairy, well, that's another topic. But the point is, he was producing something that blesses his neighbors and makes their lives better in a very practical way. And his Christianity affects all of that. And God cares about milk. God wants some people making good food, good milk, excellent farming. So I'm hoping that you will either find new meaning in what you do and see it from a Christian perspective, or in some cases, God may challenge you and open up your mind to move on into some new things, some new adventures. My earnest hope is that you develop a new love for God's word and that your mind is blown wide open to discover that God has for you, even in this life, above and beyond all you could ever ask, think, or imagine. God cares about your eternity, but he also very much cares about your now. How does this journey sound to you? Does this sound like a journey you would like to go on with me? Have these things I am talking about awakened a thirst in your soul for more of God? More of God manifested in your everyday life? If so, then please take action. Subscribe to this podcast so that you can partake of all the goodness that is coming. However you do it on your app, on your computer, just make sure you click subscribe and you're set up to get notified and be able to listen to every episode that you want to listen to. Thank you so much for listening to me today. I really appreciate your time. And I'm really blessed that you're here. This is John Davis Jr., your host of the Gospel of Everything podcast, signing off until next time. Go take dominion in the world through God's practical love. Thank you, friend, for taking your valuable time to listen to the Gospel of Everything podcast today. I hope you have been blessed and encouraged and have more hope for the future. Make sure right now to take a moment to subscribe in your favorite app. If you don't ever want to miss a thing, please visit gospeloveverything.com and subscribe to be notified by email as well. See you again next week for the next episode of the Gospel of Everything podcast. Be blessed.